Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
I rock with you, yo. Like you said, I rock with you. Da, 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 I'm going to support you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. We should do something together. Well, you haven't done anything together.
Yeah, no, most people ain't did nothing.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I look at it from you. Like, I mean, you know, you came to us with the idea and it was a no-brainer. I feel like, you know, the voice that you have is needed for the generation. And it fills a gap. Because in this world of... Everybody's just showing what they have as far as lifestyle marketing or as toxic or, you know, relationship banter or, you know, everybody's just copying. It was like once the financial literacy thing got popular, everybody wanted to kind of follow that mold. So everybody's a copycat, right? And it's like you standing and doing something that is not really replicable. Like you can't replicate what you're doing. And that's why nobody's really copying it at scale. Because you can't have 3-hour conversations about physics and, you know, race relations and aliens. Like, you can't. That's difficult to do. It's easy to get in front of a mic and talk about, you know, should your girl pay 50-50, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. anybody can have that conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you fill the void that was needed. So, you know, when looking at, you know, growing what we have as far as content, okay, we have finance shows, Earn Your Leisure, Market Mondays, pretty much got that covered, right? We don't necessarily need to keep adding. Now it kind of becomes repetitive. This is a breath of fresh air. And obviously, like, you know, it's taken off the way it has, but then even outside of that, it's just a brotherhood and a relationship that we have with each other that, you know, regardless of a show, we still have a relationship.
Yeah, I was cool with y'all before the show. It just made sense in the sense of a bridge. Let's bridge these worlds together. Let's start keeping them so separate, like, because they all merge. You know what I'm saying? And they all in alignment. The same people that's interested in intellect and consciousness and metaphysics and all these other different conversations, they need money, right? We can't go to war without money. We got to get our finances straight, right? Like, we got to, like, it's up to our generation to be the bridge to where, like, no, we communicating with each other. It's not like you Thurgood Marshall over here, I'm W.E.B. Du Bois, it's Martin Luther King, and it's Malcolm. It's like, no, we in the same room, having the same discussion, maybe from different perspectives, but we got the same war that we fighting, right? And so it gets me to my last point. And the last point is just about conflict resolution, right? How do you manage conflict resolution? Because I'm somebody that talks to everybody, and I feel like I'm always, you know, figuring out conflict resolution, right? Because I believe that we have bigger enemies than each other, right? And I believe that the one thing that we haven't done yet is unify, and it's the hardest thing on the planet. So whoever accomplishes it deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. But there's always going to be conflict. We're young, it's new, we're maturing. There's not a foundation or a system that we're coming through to be like, all right, when this happens, we're going to settle this dispute this way, right? So we have to figure it out as men to just come together to be like, all right, let's stop this before it goes here and let's continue to build. We have to check ourselves, right? We have to deal with other people, our own egos, their egos. There's so much that goes into that. So for you being in a position of leadership, how do you go about your process of conflict resolution?
You try to work out differences if there's issues, and at a certain point, you realize sometimes that you can't work out issues. So every person is not your brother. Mm. Every black person is not an ally to you, right? Jealousy, envy, these are traits that are colorless, right? We just gotta be honest. And these are human traits. So what you realize is that if you can't resolve a problem, it's best to remove yourself from a situation. And that's okay. We all don't have to be in alliance. We don't need every single person to work together. We need people to work together. So you might work together in this silo. I might work together in this silo. We might work together to this silo. We might have some level of communication from other people that are maybe are in communication with all silos, but there's never going to be a time when every single person on earth is working together. Every single black person is working together. That's just not going to happen, right? But I think it comes from a maturity standpoint of understanding that a lot of people have trauma that are beyond you. It's nothing to do with you, right? So what I realized is that mental health is real. That's why I don't argue with people anymore. Once it gets to the point of, I'm blocking your number, right? Because when I realize that there's no getting through to you, or that this has become a pattern of dysfunction, because it's happened multiple times. You might say something, you apologize, and you say something, you apologize. Now, this is like being in a relationship. It's like being in a toxic relationship, right? I'm removing myself from that situation because I'm not the person that can help you, right? I'm not your spouse. Like, I'm not with you 20 hours a day. I'm not sitting with you. I'm not taking you. You probably do need therapy. You probably do need to have a more advanced conversation. But me trying to play that mediator is only going to weigh on my psyche. It's going to bring down my vibe. So I'm removing myself from that situation, right? So because it's like, what's the alternative? We can just keep going back and forth and not agreeing on things, and eventually it can turn violent. And that's always an option as well, but that's not productive. Nobody wins in that situation, whether it's physical violence, whether it's internet violence, whether it's verbal violence. Like, you know, we live in a time where men are more emotional than women, right? And people, they treat social media, or they'll treat, you know, things like their diary, right? And they go on and they'll say a variety of different things. And it's like, well, okay, did that solve anything? It might have made you feel better in that moment. But once again, that more speaks to your insecurity as a person, right? So it's like, you know, as far as conflict resolution, the best thing to do is have a conversation and try to figure out what the differences are. Hopefully that leads to an issue being solved. Sometimes that does not lead to an issue being solved because there's still issues and it still pops up. The next best thing that you can do is remove yourself from the situation, right? There's no harm, no foul. I don't necessarily have to be the best friends with you. We don't agree on things, right? I see the world one way, you see the world another way. How I view you is one way, how you view me is another way. You think that you don't agree with something that I'm doing, I don't agree with something that you're doing. Instead of us battling each other, because that's going to lead to a real problem eventually, right? The best thing that we can do is walk away from each other. This is like a relationship. Men and women, the same thing, right? You try to work it out with your spouse, your fiance, your girlfriend. You try to work it out before you go different ways. Sometimes it does not work out. That's okay. It's better to just go your separate ways. Yo, have a great life. I'm going to have a great life. As opposed to staying in a household and then you verbally fight with each other. And then somebody's going to end up getting hurt. That's a perfect example of what, even with men, right? Like if you've ever been in a toxic relationship, you've been in a household, something bad's going to happen. The best thing that you can do is remove yourself from that household. The best thing that I can do if I'm in a relationship with somebody and we can't see eye to eye is remove myself from that relationship. That's it. So, you know, that's my thoughts on conflict resolution, is that it should never lead to a point where there's verbal attacks, physical violence, tearing somebody's name. Like, you know, that to me is that's more of an immature, insecure way to go about it. Especially if it's not a real problem. If we got a real problem, then 9 times out of 10, we're not even going to speak it anyway. When we see each other, it's going to be a problem. But it ain't no real problem. Like most of the time, on any level, on the internet, on the streets, it's never really a real problem. Most of the time, 90% of the problems is not real. It's because, you know, I don't like the way you looked at me type shit. Or you said something that I didn't agree with behind my back and somebody told me or it came back to me, or you know, try to talk to my girl at a party. Is that worth losing your life over? Probably not. But in the heat of the moment, that's what it comes down to. Like very few times is it real issues. Like somebody stole $1 million from you. Somebody kidnapped your kid. Somebody ran in your mom's house. These are real issues that happen, but that's not the majority. Most of the time, when you really look at this shit, it's petty. You wearing these sneakers. I had the sneakers first. I don't like the way you're trying to ruin my vibe. You're trying to bite my style type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was looking at the founders of the Constitution. They was all in like their late 20s, early 30s. And I'm like, how did these men be able to sit down and decide that this is how we about to govern and rule our future? They just sat down, locked in for like 30, 60 days, and said, let's come up with the rules that's going to set the foundation for the future. You know what I mean? And they argued with each other throughout the process, probably damn near fought, right? Bickered back and forth. But they didn't leave until they had this Constitution done. And I believe it's something that we can learn from, because what would have kept you in that room and in that process is thinking about something that's bigger than yourself. I don't like this, Nick, but let's get this done, because if I just stick through it and we get this done, this gonna benefit my family, all families, for the rest of time. And America is still being governed by that same Constitution, more or less, right? So I think about our positions and how if we really want to take these positions serious, right, there has to be something higher than ourselves that guides us to be like, I'm not going to do this because this is more important. And I believe that's why it's so easy to have conflict, because we don't have common vision, right? We don't have common values. The most important thing to us is ourselves, right? This is my movement. This is your movement. Nothing is bigger than that. It's like, damn, there's actually stuff bigger than that. And if we had that as a common goal, it's a reason a Malcolm and a Martin would sit down, because the common is our people. The common is freedom. The common is like liberation. Like, but it's really thinking about all the time, what's that commonality? And yes, during war, there's many different strategies that you can go about taking. I just want us as melanated men to think about the future that we could have if we learn to move in alliance and have a cooperation and come to agreement. Agreement does not mean that, you know, y'all like each other. People, wars, there are treaties and there's agreements and there's pacts that had nothing to do with y'all liking each other. It's understanding that something is bigger, right? And that's usually the future. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this is going to be better for our people. I'm going to lose so many men on this side, so many soldiers on this side. We're going to fight. We're going to do this. This is going to be bad for the culture. This is going to be bad for everything. So how about we come down and sit with a treaty? How about we have a pact? How about we take some sort of oath or something that's bigger than ourselves? And I think what we have to challenge ourselves is first to think. Think about that one thing that's bigger than ourselves. And then that is the thing that we have a commonality and build a bridge about, because everything else under that we go war about. But up here, it's a reason that the Blood and Crips have come together. It's a reason that the Muslims and Christians have come together. It's a reason that any group of people who have a common cause and vision that's bigger than themselves, it'll be bigger than their faith, their nationality, their business, whatever it is, and be like, yeah, all right, for the sake of this, I'll find harmony in alliance, and we'll move forward based on this agreement. And therefore, we can run and rule and control the future, because we are in such beautiful positions that it's too much at stake, right, to allow the ripple effect of what comes from that disharmonious relationship that we have with each other, because we're not thinking about something bigger, which is the people. The people are the ones who suffered the most when the leaders war. Right. And there's so many families, young men that's looking up to us, young women that's looking up to us, and the ripple effects of all the families that we're going to be able to affect. Sometimes I wish I didn't have a heart to want to solve things. Sometimes I wish I was just all war, all bull all the time. But I've seen so many different wars growing up. I've seen so many people die. I think I lost 10, 12 homies before I was 19 years old. So I got people that didn't die that I haven't even had grief over. I have people that die while they still living because they're not who they used to be. And they could have been a great leader and they could have been a great contribution to the world. And I know people that took out other people's sons and daughters, and all of it was pointless. All of it. So it's like, what is a higher degree? And when you think about the people, right, that's always something bigger than self. How is this going to affect the people, right? And I think that if we come together, because on that Constitution, it starts off with we the people. We have to have a common oath. We have to have a preamble. We have to have a Constitution, right? And then therefore, we have a way to solve all conflicts for something bigger than ourselves. But I want to thank you for being here.
Appreciate it.
This was a dope, beautiful, powerful conversation. And I just want people that's sitting out there that's listening to think about how you want to add. You know, I know, like Rashad, like myself and other people, we're not looking for more followers. We're looking for leaders. You look at this thing and be like, man, I can run this part for you. I can run this. I can run this. I had the epiphany the other day. That's it. You know, we talk about college dropouts and things of that nature, but really, those were all a whole lot of leaders there. They got a lot of skill sets that I can utilize, that we can utilize. You can run a whole organization for me and create your own job, and I got the platform for you. I want people to look at what we're doing and see what you can add. You know what I'm saying? Like, love it. Don't hate it. Right? Contribute to it so that we can build together, being an addition, not subtraction. You don't have to understand it, but reach out. Now, we're not going to be able to get to everybody. That's where patience come in. That's where understanding the process. But I have so many people over the last month been reaching out and say, bro, I can lead this, I can lead that, I can lead that. Because I don't want you to be driven by money, because you're only going to do as much as I pay you for. I need you to be driven by the passion and the love for it, right? Because then you'll do that forever. And you're going to do way more than I can afford. And we're going to create something way bigger than money can provide. So I want those people that's going to be showing up to InvestFest, right? Collaborate with each other. This person got a platform. You got a skill. Figure out how you can collaborate and contribute to each other, right? Leading up to InvestFest, and I love it because it's so beautiful that it's, you know, the only place I ever went to that had that many beautiful black people shining in such a peaceful, harmonious place for Savior's Day, right? And so I'm like, yo, y'all understand how beautiful that is just going to an environment that's 25,000 people that's there for the same reason, right? They want to grow. They want to build wealth. They want better health. They want better connections. They want a better America. I feel like a politician now. So, this is 19 Keys. Thank you to my good brother, Rashad Bilal, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace, family.
Peace.
Peace, family. 19 Keys reporting live. I wanted to let you all know about a giveaway that we're doing for InvestFest. I have 5 general admission tickets, and I have 5 VIPs, and I have 1 giveaway for a one-on-one coaching session with me. All you got to do is join High Level Club. Comment high level. Apply today. Do not want to miss VIP. You do not want to miss InvestFest, and you definitely don't want to miss the one-on-one with me. Come tap in with the gods. Peace to the family.
Are we low level or high level?
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.